everybody, and welcome to today's podcast. Today, I will have a very special guest in the studio, the psychologist Enya Schreckenfuchs. She is one of the most famous Austrian psychologists, and here she comes, Enya Schreckenfuchs. Welcome, Ms. Schreckenfuchs. Thank you very much for being here today.
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation. I feel blessed to be here today. You can call me Enya, of course. So, what are we going to talk about today?
You're welcome. Today's topic deals with divorces and their consequences for children.
Oh, that's a very interesting topic. In my practice, I'm dealing with several cases.
Oh, really? That's great. Could you tell us about one of your most traumatic cases so far?
Sure. Once I had a patient whose parents got divorced when he was 3 years old. At the age of three, children are slowly starting to remember things actively. He can remember his parents arguing a lot, and especially his father, who was suffering from a drinking problem, becoming violent towards his mom. Although he has broken off relations with his father, he's still traumatized and sometimes even suffers from insomnia.
Oh, I'm shocked. That's a terrible story, but how do you deal with a patient who experiences a situation like that?
First of all, you need to build a trust base with the patient. This may take some time, but once you manage, you slowly start to face the situation together.
Okay, interesting. And what are the next steps?
Well, once you are aware of the situation, you start to refurbish the experience piece by piece. Gradually, in most cases, the patient opens up more and more and learns how to deal with it.
Okay, now we've heard about the child's condition, but what about the parents' perspective? Do you also give therapy to them?
That's an important question. Mostly each parent goes to therapy too, but at this point it's very important that several members of the family don't go to the same therapist, so that the therapist isn't prejudiced.
Oh, I didn't know that you had to consider that as well. And my next question is, what are the most common reasons for divorces?
Yeah, you're totally right. There's a huge spectrum of reasons. Around 1 in 3 marriages break up at some point. The most common reason is that partners just get apart over time, closely followed by unfaithfulness. Unfortunately, nowadays, violence in marriages is becoming more common, sometimes even in connection with alcohol problems or other mental problems.
Okay, this kind of development is very sad. I think people have become more and more unfaithful and no longer appreciate love as they actually should.
Yes, unfortunately, that's right. May I ask you, have you ever experienced anything like this?
Yes, you may. It isn't a secret. When I was a kid, my parents got divorced, and actually, looking back, I'm glad about it. I've experienced a pretty similar story like you've told before. My dad also suffered from a drinking problem and also became violent towards my mom. Now I'm very proud of her that she got along with it this well. It's definitely not taken for granted that she handled it so well and now lives a happy life with her new husband.
Okay, and how did you assimilate?
Well, it wasn't easy then. I was at an age where I could remember everything. It wasn't nice to notice my parents arguing all the time and seeing my father in this state. But the older I got, the better I was able to deal with it. Today, I know what my father did is totally unacceptable, and I quit relations. That was the best decision of my life.
You can be very proud of yourself that you managed to handle the situation this well. I can relate to how bad it feels, but nevertheless, you've come over this chapter of your life.
Thank you for your word of encouragement. It means a lot to me.